Hello and welcome to Lodging on Demand. I'm Robin McLaughlin, Senior Editor of Lodging Magazine. Today, I met with Emily O'Leary, Senior Director, BOH Category Optimization and Centralization at Foodbuy, and Jennifer Presley-Watts, Vice President of Category Management at Foodbuy. They provided valuable insights on the challenges hoteliers are facing when it comes to the supply chain, strategies hoteliers can implement to remain cost-effective, and advice for hoteliers looking to strengthen their procurement strategy in today's hospitality environment. Let's take a look. How are we today?
Very good. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for joining me. I'm looking forward to chatting with you and discussing how hotels can adapt to changes in the supply chain and how procurement partners can assist with managing related challenges. Let's dive into what are some of those challenges that are impacting the supply chain today, specifically for the hotel industry. Emily, would you like to start?
Certainly, yes. So one of the most monumental impacts that's facing our entire nation right now, of course, is tariffs, which stands to really have a considerable impact on prices. As procurement experts at Foodbuy, we're researching all of those impacts across all of our categories to proactively assess the risk, and we're anticipating impacts in produce, disposables, equipment, small wares, and seafood, with downstream impacts as well on product costs due to components that have a global component. So that would be things such as packaging, think of something like resin, and ingredients, think of something like spices.
Jennifer?
Yeah. It's been a couple years here since COVID, a lot of stuff going on, right? Inflation went up in a disjointed way, came back down in a disjointed way, right? We've had war in Ukraine with impacts on grain. We've had most recently with avian influenza. We have weather shifting in patterns across some of the middle parts of the world with warmer weather, bigger droughts, bigger storms. And services in general are just more expensive to pay for people to sit on trucks. But it doesn't mean we can't find a solution for somebody. We've had a large leisure client recently who was looking to move from frozen bakery to fresh bakery, which meant a couple of things: looking at grains and butter and eggs, inputs that are more expensive, putting those on a different truck. So could have been, you know, not a great decision at this time. But because of our strong partnerships, you know, we've been able to help, you know, these large leisure customers make these sort of moves, have that additional truck pull up, and we're still able to provide them double-digit cost savings. It's been a tough few years to put all the parts together, but we're still finding great solutions for our business out there.
Being solutions focused is so important today for hoteliers. And you just mentioned the bakery supplies that you had trouble sourcing or could have had trouble sourcing. Are there any supply chain disruptions in specific categories that you've encountered? And how are you focused on those solutions?
Yeah, there has been, you know, most recently avian influenza, right? There are more hens than ever being harvested because of infection, right? Record numbers this year, up to about 30 million. But, you know, it doesn't mean that we can't use our strong partnerships to solution through that. We have a strong partner with Debel, their egg, liquid egg supplier. And what they've done is through our strong partnership saying, you know what, we know you're good. We know that you've got business. You're bringing more business through the door. This is an important category for you. We're going to look at more areas of the world that we can source from so that we can provide you two of the core tenets that we believe in here to keep a safe supply chain, which is one, we've got to have availability and we've got to have quality. And when pairing that together, we can kind of work through any sort of solutions. And that's going to be the core tenets of any suppliers we're looking for. And Debel's a great example of working through those supply chain challenges so that we can bring our customer solutions.
So being strategic is so important, specifically for hoteliers today. And like you just mentioned, with cost effectiveness, it's important to be able to manage that. What strategies do you recommend for hotel owners to implement while they're navigating these supply chain challenges and any disruptions that might come about?
First, I can't say enough about the value of regular communication with your procurement partner regarding your needs. More specifically, I recommend that you have discussions with your procurement partner about the needs of the business over the next 9 to 12 months. And it may include discussing the seasonality impacts we should consider together and recognizing how that could impact your guest profile mix or even your volume of guests. And building on that, we might look at how we could optimize our menu mix to best match the seasonality impacts. Transparency on those aspects enables us to secure more tailored solutions for you. In some cases, discussing future plans may also reveal opportunities for us to partner on purchasing commitments. And we could do that early with things such as forward buys, and that ensures that you are able to get the best products for your business. A second aspect of effective communication is really understanding your negotiables and non-negotiables when it comes to your overall product categories. So, for instance, you could talk with your procurement partner about alternatives where maybe you would take something like a slightly different spec of a fry or consider a different case pack of lettuce, and it might come in at a better cost. And those solutions may even vary based on the time of the year and the degree of size of your business in that time of year. Empower us to come up with these types of solutions and to test them out with you so we can optimize based on what you need for your guests and your operation. From a really practical standpoint, Foodbuy offers a ton of resources as well that can help support your team as you look through the business overall. And that includes things like distribution consultations, optimization reviews, webinars and monthly publications, and even culinary consultations where we can connect your culinary talent with our top culinarians and our vendor partners to deliver exceptional results for your operation.
Like you just mentioned, practicality is so important, and sometimes strategies like this could be expensive for hotel owners. How do you balance cost savings for hotel owners while also sourcing quality products?
Yeah, I love that. It's a great question. And first and foremost, I'd say, let's say one thing that we frequently look at is sustainability versus the cost of doing business and the quality of the food that comes into play. And so it's important for us to know what quality and sustainability cues are important for your guests. If you can share that with your procurement partner, we can work and find solutions that will work. So let's say that you were interested in a renowned local bakery for their fresh bread, but also in sustainably caught seafood. We would ask that you empower your procurement partner to recommend a plan to balance the potential premium costs with those offerings, with the savings that we could produce for you in other parts of the business. So come with an open mind when it comes to testing those things out. Some trade-offs, we test them and maybe they wouldn't work for you, but if you find some that do succeed, that really can be a success factor as you manage your P&L.
Perfect. And like we just talked about, there are so many things that are impacting the hospitality industry right now, specifically challenges, but also strategies. What is the benefit of partnering with a procurement partner? What are the advantages that hoteliers can benefit from?
We're a flexible GPO. We're here to complement your procurement department as well as to complement your portfolio. We cover spaces that maybe you're already in, or maybe you're not in. We cover regionality, maybe you're in, maybe you're not in. And we have supplier partners that are maybe the same as yours or maybe are different than yours. But at the end of the day, being a complement to your procurement department is going to be our biggest goal. One of the areas that we are currently focused on growing in is supplies, equipment, and services, and our regional food programs. Those are good examples of being complementary to a procurement program. In that scenario, with those kind of suppliers, you can maybe be looking to grow into an area or geography that you haven't been in before, and maybe we've got the right partner for you. Or maybe you're having challenges, or that like you want to take a look at comparing contracts and service level agreement, especially in areas like services and like adding those extra trucks to the road. There are procurement savings that we can potentially help offer. And so reach out to us, think about us beyond just that broadline truck. Think about us in those other areas and think about ways that we can complement all of your procurement needs across your organization.
I love that, Jennifer. And it really reminds me, your procurement partner is a dedicated and passionate resource when it comes to identifying new opportunities in the changing landscape. And that could be something like recommending a switch between product brands for lower net cost or even greater availability. It could be considering new menuing options to delight your guests, or it could be identifying new products that save labor and guarantee a positive experience.
Perfect. And what advice would you offer to hotel owners who are looking to strengthen their procurement strategy just in this landscape that we're currently in the hospitality industry?
My biggest advice is ask. We've already talked about a number of areas that we are working in. Emily named a few of them a moment ago, and that was great. And so I'm just going to repeat some and add some. Is talk to your account manager and ask about what sort of complementary additional services that we have available. We have order entry platform OneSource that has punch outs and PO capabilities. Emily mentioned our culinary team. Culinary team can do something as simple as looking at cuttings, looking at items side by side, all the way to helping doing full menu development for you, as well as to look at products live and in person, along with some maybe food offerings too. Distribution capabilities so that we can help advise you on maybe your master service agreement, as well as many areas of communication where our category expertise comes out to talk to your membership or to your individual locations, whether it's in the communication member advantage, where we're going to tell you about buy this, not that, or some category insights, or being available to present on some of our category information, where we're going, what we're doing, and what we're seeing out there. Lean in with your account manager. We can do so much more beyond that one-to-one opportunity review.
Awesome. That is great advice. Well, thank you both so much for taking the time to speak with me today. I really appreciate it, and your insights were so valuable, and I'm looking forward to seeing how these can impact the hospitality industry.
Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Lodging on Demand. If you would like more content like this, please subscribe to Lodging Magazine on YouTube. You can also subscribe to Lodging on Demand wherever you get your podcasts. For news and updates, follow at Lodging Magazine on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, and X. Or visit us at lodgingmagazine.com